there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying...
A podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season... We're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, everybody. Welcome into another episode of the Fantasy Pros Football Podcast. I am Ryan Wormley, joined as I am every Friday morning by Dr. David Chow. Dr. Chow, you can probably tell from my voice, everybody listening can tell from my voice, that I am under the weather, but it is Fantasy Championship weekend. There's no way we were not going to do this episode to let everybody know what they need to know about the injuries heading into their fantasy title games. So please bear with me as I power through this cold that I got from my lovely, lovely young nephews. We will jump right into it. We'll start with the wide receivers. I want to ask about Deebo Samuel. He's got the ankle issue. Is there a chance he plays this week?
No, first, Ryan, I'm going to assign you a 6 score, right? you're a yellow, and I'm going to say you're about 73, about three quarters.
That's fair.
Deebo, fantasy managers want him to go. If this were the playoff game, I believe he would go. San Francisco technically has something to play for. Seeding, their position isn't finalized, but they've already won the division. If you had Deebo Samuel, that's one of the reasons you got to the championship, but you better have a plan B. I don't really see it happening this week.
Chris Olave has been dealing with the hamstring issue. Do you think he'll go?
You know, look, the Saints have to win. They're still in it. I think Chris Olave may try to go, but I think it's going to be very difficult for that type of player with a hamstring to be very productive. If he plays, you know, I might fade him a little bit in DFS or in the prop market. As far as your fantasy managers, it all depends on who else you have, right? I mean, What are your options?
Christian Watson has been a revelation for fantasy managers and the Packers in the second half of the season. He left last week's game with a hip issue. What can you tell us about that injury?
I don't think it's serious and structural. It's not like a fracture or anything torn, but I think it probably is a hip flexor strain, which means it was a good ride if you picked up Christian Watson, but you might look elsewhere now, follow the inactive reports, but it's hard to get separation, get off the line of scrimmage with a hip flexor injury. And you saw he tapped out immediately when it happened. And I don't see it being a quick turnaround, although the Packers are still in it. They got to keep winning. They're still in it. But I just don't see him being able to be effective at this point in time.
Another wide receiver dealing with issue is Jerry Jeudy. He's had an ankle injury during the week. Is he likely to go?
I don't think the ankle injury was that bad. Yes, he's had ankle issues leading up to this. He left with an athletic trainer and returned, which is a good sign. He probably got retaped or something. Could he go? Yes, but now interim coach, you know, ownership changes, Broncos long out of it. I mean, we talked about how December starts to be the holiday season, but it's also shutdown season. And so don't know the motivation there from the team, the interim coach, the position coach, and Jerry Jeudy himself. The agent may step in. This is less of an injury issue as a tactical shutdown, what's best for Jerry Jeudy or the team issue.
last wide receiver, Tyler Lockett, had that broken hand a couple of weeks ago. Is there a chance he goes in week 17?
There's a chance. I mean, Pete Carroll's obviously optimistic. It really comes down to this, and I haven't seen the x-rays. It's an index finger metacarpal fracture with plates and screws. If it was a, quote, clean fracture without comminution in pieces, the plate can, in addition to puzzle piecing the bone exactly interlocking together, can have a lot of stability where if you buddy tape the index and middle finger, Tyler Lockett could indeed play. If it's comminuted, shattered a little bit, it's not happening. So it is on the radar screen of possibilities that he could play.
Let's move to running back. Aaron Jones also has had an ankle issue, a couple of times during the year, but recently as well. Obviously, if he doesn't go, managers will be happy to just play A.J. Dillon instead. Do you think Jones will go and or be effective?
Yeah, I think he will go, and I think he can be effective. The question there is usage. Dillon's been rising recently. They're different backs, but the question is usage there, right? I mean, it's a good problem to have if you've got both A.J. Dillon and Aaron Jones. They're going to be productive between the two of them. I just don't know what the split will be, but I do think Aaron Jones will play.
Antonio Gibson is somebody that managers probably aren't relying on in the title game, but his availability would impact how confident you might feel in Brian Robinson. So Gibson, of course, kind of the foot slash knee issue. Is there anything there?
Well, I think there's enough there to shift some more carries to Brian Robinson, although Gibson may still play. So if you have Robinson, I think you can feel better about Robinson. If you have Gibson, you better have some other people as well. Yeah.
Let's wrap with a handful of quarterbacks here. Tua Tagovailoa, obviously not going to play this week. Just wanted to sort of ask, just generally, having another concussion after what we saw early in the year, what does this really mean for him both the rest of the year and also long term?
Let's react to Tua's getting another concussion. We should. We should ask questions of why the spotter maybe didn't see it. But let's not overreact and start talking about his career is over. He's not the only player in the NFL to have two concussions this year. Some would argue he's had three, right? I mean, there's that controversy, but the investigation found there technically wasn't. Kenny Pickett has had two concussions, and after his second concussions, returned after 1 week. We don't hear anyone saying Kenny Pickett should be done for the season and or his career. His teammate Pat Freiermuth had two last year and one this year, three in a year and a half, and we don't hear it. Look, if Tua wants to be as safe as possible in terms of concussions, and if someone asks me what is the best thing to do for Tua in terms of concussions, it is indeed quit playing the collision sport of football. But that would be the same for the 1,800 other players in the league, including hundreds that have never, ever had a concussion. Even one concussion is not something to poo-poo. So let's react appropriately, evaluate what's going on, but let's not overreact and knee-jerk.
Let's talk about Jalen Hurts. He's had the shoulder issue, obviously missed last week. Gardner Minshew filling in, a capable backup. But Hurts carried so many fantasy managers to this point in the season and in the playoffs that it hurts to not have him, no pun intended. What do you make of his shoulder injury? Is there any chance he goes in week 17?
Medically, I think he was ready to play week 16. Remember, he finished week 15. It's a strategic decision based on the Eagles and their positioning. It's probably going to be the same thing this week. I mean, who knows? He did return to practice, showing that he can do stuff. I think his throwing won't be an issue at all. The question is, how much contact and running can he take? And do the Eagles want to inject that SC joint, which you can do, to let him play? Or are they just trying to bubble wrap him and let, you know, Minshew and the others take him? They'll just need one. There's three games left. The Cowboys won. The Cowboys have to win next week, and the Eagles have to, or the Cowboys lose next week, or the Eagles win one of their next two. They lock up the number one seed and the first round bye. The interesting thing is, if they don't, and the Cowboys win next week, and the Eagles lose two, the Cowboys are actually the NFC East champions, and the Eagles are a wild card, and that would be a wild situation.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely not what you would have expected, you know, as of a month ago. Last quarterback, and we don't expect him to play, Lamar Jackson. I just wanted to kind of ask about the timeline here, because it seems like there's been a couple of weeks in a row where the way the Ravens have talked, and they sometimes sort of follow that Bill Belichick, like, not really going to share that, well, we don't need to share. But there's been talks about, like, well, you know, maybe he's going to go this week. No, maybe he's going to go this week. No. And now we're a couple weeks later after thinking he might have gone 2 weeks ago, still hasn't played, probably won't play this week. Are there re-aggravations happening here, or was it just we didn't really have the right timeline to begin with?
There is some misdirection coming out of John Harbaugh. I'm not accusing him of lying. I mean, he's doing his job as a head coach. He just handles it differently. For this one, I've talked to you about it. We've chatted on it. It was a PCL sprain from the get-go. We said best case scenario, multi-week injury, back late December. Yeah, late December, I didn't realize that they're out there. Their next game is January 1, close enough. That's best case scenario. That's what's happened. But once he missed last week, I've been already saying he's not playing this week. Why? You don't miss multiple weeks and go multiple 3 weeks with a DNP and in 1 week get to 100%. And it's not happening. He's not playing this week. He might not play next week. If you're the Ravens, what's the most important thing for you? It's to have Lamar Jackson as close to 100% as possible and mobile for the playoff game.
He's Dr. Chow at Pro Football Doc on Twitter. I'm Ryan Wormley at Ryan Wormley on Twitter. Thanks, everybody, for listening. And remember to stay on top of all the latest injury news throughout the week. Check out our Fantasy News and Scores app, available on both the App Store and Google Play.
Thank you for listening to the Fantasy Pros Football Podcast. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Fantasy Pros and subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/fantasypros.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.